The control group contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
Hello. Who is this?
Don't you worry who this is. Tell me where you are. Tell me where she is.
No.
So I can come get her.
That's quite impossible.
Nothing's impossible. You above all people should know that, Dr. Hayes. Dr. Walter Hayes.
In the field of psychiatric medicine, it was an exciting time. A time of innovation and discovery. A time when mental health institutions struggled to redefine themselves to become something more than repositories of the sick.
God.
Unorthodox methods and aggressive therapies were not only permitted but encouraged. This is a record of that time. This is the control group.
Is she cognizant?
Just about. I think in 2 hours she should
we
be able...
We don't have 2 hours. Karen! Karen!
What did he say to you?
Who was that man, huh?
I'm not supposed to tell you that. He made it very clear.
You said his name. Say it again.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't say his name.
You said it. I heard it. We have it on tape, so you can tell me now, or I can turn you back over to the police.
No,
then
please.
You better stop playing games and answer me.
Oh, you're
Doctor,
hurting
stop
me.
It.
You know what's good for you. You'll tell me.
You don't know.
I do know. We know his name. We have his number. So at this point, I'd say you have nothing else to hide.
Morgan Hall!
Put her under. ECT, then phenobarb. Nice and
no,
deep.
No, please. No.
Put her under and resume the driving tape.
No.
Stay with her until she's sure she's asleep.
Yes, sir.
No, please. I'm begging you.
I'll monitor her myself.
Listen, you've got to get me out of here.
Up on the gurney, please.
He knows where I am.
Lie back.
You don't have to do this. Look at me. Verdry, look at me. You know.
Do I need to strap you down?
You know things aren't right. I know you've noticed. Think about what's happening here over the past
few
months.
Lie back.
No. Look around you. You've got to trust your instincts for once. It's not safe. It's not safe for any of us. He's coming. He's coming here looking for me. I can't be here.
Hold still.
You can't let him find me.
Hold still while I put the conductive on your temples.
If Morgan Hall gets his hands on me, I'm a dead woman.
Bite down on this.
I'm a dead woman.
Bite down.
I'm just trying to stay alive.
We can't put you back in the ward. You'll have to stay in the sleep room until I can figure something out.
Yes. Okay. Anything.
I'll try to keep Dr. Hayes out and Gloria. I don't know how long you can stay there without anyone discovering. Two or three days, maybe.
Yes. Whatever you say.
All right, then.
Human Ecology.
Give me Summerhill. Or Gottfried, if he's in town.
I'm sorry, Dr. Gottfried is only available by prior appointment.
All right,
and
Summerhill.
May I ask who's calling? Please hold.
Summerhill.
Fuck is she?
We've been over this, Morgan. It's better for all of us if we keep her under wraps for a while.
If she's under wraps, why did I just get a phone call from
her? Karen called you.
Somebody better tell me what the hell's going on real quick before
Karen is sequestered in a secure facility. She's closely monitored and completely incommunicado. Now, if she was able
incommunicado? She just called me on an unsecured line. I mean, Jesus, what the hell kind of operation are you clowns running?
She's part of a new project.
Bullshit on that. I never approved this.
It was Gottfried's decision.
She is mine. The moment she was arrested, I should have been notified, but I wasn't.
It was public. It was news.
I could have fixed it.
There was no fixing this. Trust us. This was the way to go. An opportunity arose at the facility.
Shit on your opportunity. I found her. I groomed her. Not you, not Gottfried. She's mine. I want her back.
There's no taking her back right now. It's impossible. Until we're satisfied that we can integrate her into the stable, then...
I know where she is.
No. She's under wraps, I told you. There's too much at stake for us to barge in and...
I know who's got her.
And I know a bluff when I hear one.
Dr. Walter Hayes? Central State Hospital at New Canaan.
All right, hold on.
Ward B, second floor. You had your chance to tell me, and you didn't. But now I know. And you got nothing to say about what I do from here on out. You got me? Is that clear enough for you? Am I making myself clear to you?
You have a call coming in.
I have dealt with some bush league bullshit
now.
In my
he says
day.
It's urgent.
Jesus, Valerie.
It's Dr. Hayes.
What's going on?
Can you hold?
Are you out of your goddamn mind? You're asking me to hold?
Hold on.
Pencil pushing pansy. You put me on hold.
Summerhill.
Good, Mr. Summerhill. This is Walter Hayes in New Canaan.
Hayes. Good to hear from you. I was just discussing you with one of my colleagues. Anything new on the research front?
Yes, I cracked her.
Excuse me?
Karen Myers. I got inside her, in a matter of speaking. The man in the room, the invisible man, I know who he is. I know his name. Everything.
Everything, huh? So, what is his name?
Morgan Hall.
God.
There's a problem.
You don't say.
He knows who I am. And for the sake of security, for the patients, and for Karen too, of course, I'm worried that this Morgan Hall person...
Hayes, do me a favor.
Sure.
I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Bring in someone who might be able to provide an assist.
I don't know whether or not this man is dangerous or if
Just
he...
Please hold. I'm back. Morgan... Morgan! I've got Dr. Hayes on the other line, letting me know that he has successfully obtained a confession from Karen.
A confession?
And that he's going to make sure that no one...
No. You do not let that head shrinker say another word to her, do you hear me?
It's fine, Morgan. He's part of our package. He's tape recording all his sessions so that
He's what? He fucking what? You are letting him pump my operative for information?
I would hardly call Karen Myers an operative.
And letting him get it on tape? Are you off your goddamn
everything
rocker?
Everything is under our control.
Nope. Not everything.
Oh, name one thing that we can't control.
Me.
Morgan. What's that supposed to mean? Morgan. Still with me, Hayes?
Yeah.
Good. Look, we think it's probably best if you had her on some kind of sedative.
Already in place. Sleep therapy, ECT, heavy regimen. Chemical hypnosis for our session.
Jesus. Okay, why don't you put her back under?
Back under, yes.
So that she,
Yeah, hello?
Hayes, how did this other person, Morton, did you say his name was?
Morgan. Morgan Hall.
Right. So, tell me, Ace. How did he find out who you are?
Well, that's kind of a funny story. You see, we were using a telephone, reenacting a scenario at the Dixie Motel, and a role-playing scenario.
Right.
Darndest thing. I had disconnected the phone from the wall. For security, of course.
Of course.
And, hey, while I had stepped out of the office, she plugged the phone back into the wall and made the, she placed the call to this Hall fella, this Morgan Hall person.
Got it. Got it. Listen. For the time being, until we can get more information on this Morgan Hall.
I was thinking I should report this to the police.
No.
Well, I have the sound of her dialing, recorded on tape. We can figure out the phone numbers and check them against a reverse directory.
This tape, we'll want to get that.
Well, that's protected. Since she's a forensic patient, I can't just hand it over.
Who paid for the tape, Hayes?
You did.
Who paid for the machine it was recorded on?
I understand.
We're working together, so let's work together. Let us contain the situation, Hayes. I mean, this is a delicate operation. If you go to the police, they'll take Karen back into custody, interrupt her treatment, cold turkey, and probably start poking around your clinic and asking questions. God knows what Karen will tell them if they question her. And think of her, she's in a pretty fragile state right now. Her house of cards come crashing down.
Maybe. But what if this Morgan Hall...
The SIHE is well connected. Not with local police, I'm talking state and federal authorities, Hayes. All up the ladder. High as we need to go. We put out the word on Morgan Hall, and within 12 hours, he'll either be behind bars or too scared to show his face.
You sure?
Oh, I'm sure. I know his type. If it'd make you feel better, we can arrange for an extra layer of security around your hospital. You want that?
Well, I don't think... I mean, if you're as confident as you say about state and federal authorities, I don't think that'll be necessary.
Well, let me get off the phone now. Let me put out an all points, get all eyes open and looking for Morgan Hall. I'm sure law enforcement is already aware of this guy. Who knows what other atrocities this man has committed. You should congratulate yourself, Hayes, for taking this scum off the streets. Well done, Hayes.
I appreciate that, Summerhill.
Okay, I'm going to go.
One more thing, sorry. When this is resolved...
Hayes.
Just a second, please. When this is all over, will they just turn Karen loose?
Why shouldn't they?
Well, she's in such a delicate mental state. I feel like it could be dangerous to just put her on the street. We've made so much progress in our shared objective. We should...
Hayes, no more interrogation. No more radical treatments, okay? Mission accomplished. Until we have Morgan Hall under lock and key. Do you hear me?
Roger that.
Hayes, no more interrogation. Understood?
I promise that I will not directly involve Karen any further in my inquiry into...
Good man, Hayes. I'm hanging up. Got to get the wheels of justice in motion. You're safe, I assure you.
Do you think it'd be all right if I... without involving Karen directly?
Really got to go, Hayes. Call you later.
Only when I'm absolutely healthy again will I be released. And only by fully cooperating with Dr. Hayes can I ever hope to become well again. I have no secrets. There is nothing I cannot tell Dr. Hayes. If I am ever to get better again,
your mind erased,
I must cooperate with Dr.
So
Hayes.
So that we can rebuild it.
I can trust Dr.
The
Hayes.
The way it should be.
I must trust. Absolutely healthy and using life.
You must trust Dr. Hayes.
I will fully cooperate with Dr. Hayes.
Can I
ever hope to become?
Someone's coming.
Hey.
Hello, Dr. Hayes.
How's she doing?
She's resting.
How are you doing?
Well, I've been better.
I apologize if I lost my composure back there. That telephone call really left me rattled.
Should we be worried for her safety?
No, she's fine.
For ours?
Vertrie. Has Karen ever spoken to you privately since she's been in the sleep room?
No. I see her when she's conscious, and she's usually in no condition
to
have...
She hasn't spoken any names, given any information? Vertrie?
No, Doctor. She once asked to make a telephone call. I noted that in her file.
So you did. Well, keep your ear open. We have to involve the police, but not until we've figured out a bit more about who this Morgan Hall is. Make note of anything she says, whether she's lucid or not. Names, especially. Don't write it in the file. Just tell me.
This has to do with the criminal charge. Wait. Are you interrogating her?
What?
Is that what this is about?
So now asking a patient a question is considered interrogation?
She was placed here for examination and evaluation, not interrogation. Why are you trying to pry information out of her?
No one's prying. I'm simply testing.
Did the court ask you to find out these answers?
No.
Then who did?
Vertrie, you're overstepping your boundaries right now.
We're understaffed. There's not a vacant bed in the ward. The paint's peeling off the walls, but as soon as Karen gets here, we have the money to hire Gloria. Suddenly, there are 5 brand new tape recorders, speakers, cameras, enough phenobarb and sodium to tranquilize an army. Suddenly...
Go on. You've got it.
The drugs... equipment.
All because of her. Because she is a puzzle. A cipher. Solving the puzzle will open up all sorts of resources to us. New technology, new ideas, new collaborators. This is progress, Vertrie. This is
where the money is.
Where the future lies. You're used to doing things a certain way, Vertrie. I appreciate that. But we need to adapt. And that involves certain challenges, certain risks, a certain disregard for the old way of doing things. They say when a doctor's been walking the ward too long, he becomes a glorified babysitter, except there's no glory in it. They say he loses touch with his ambition. Well, I'm not ready to let that happen.
Who's they, Dr. Hayes?
Beg your pardon?
Whose flag are you carrying?
Hospital.
Hello, Barb. It's Vertrie from B Ward. I did something foolish, and I need a little help in fixing things up.
Sure. What can I help you with?
Well, Dr. Hayes had a meeting, I think it was last Thursday, in the auditorium.
Yeah.
With some visitors. And I was wondering, do you keep a visitor's log or a sign-in sheet or anything like that when professional guests are here?
In like everyone else, whether they're visiting patients or staff. Why?
Well, I was supposed... This is really stupid of me, but I was running 19 to the dozen all morning. I had typed up a letter that Dr. Hayes dictated, and I threw away the name and the the affiliation of the person to whom the letter was intended.
Want me to check the log, Verdry?
Would you mind?
Yes, Summerhill is the last name, S-O-M-E-R-H-I-L-L.
And who is he with?
S-I-H-E.
S-I-H-E. What is that?
Don't know. Don't you know?
Oh, right. S-I-H-E. I think I misheard you. Yep, that's who it was. I remember now.
What is S-I-H-E? Verdry?
I gotta go.
Since I did this, will you cover?
Hello, I'm a ward nurse at Central State Hospital in New Canaan, and I'm hoping you could give me some information about a group that's involved in medical research.
Is it institutional or private?
I really don't know. I'm just, you're the first person I've called to ask.
Why don't I see
ask.
If I can
so,
help you then? What's the name of the group?
S-I-H-E. That's all I know.
And we keep a record of nonprofits, so hopefully somewhere here. Ah, here we go. S-I-H-E, Society for the Investigation of Human Ecology.
Huh?
S-I-H-E, that's what you said, right?
That's right.
Society for the Investigation of Human Ecology. Whatever that is. Human nature, I guess. Here we go. Established 1955, based in psychiatry department at Cornell University.
Oh. Okay. Wow.
Harold Wolf is listed as founder and current president, but this list may be a couple years old. Hold on. Also have an office at Georgetown Hospital, but it looks like Cornell is the home office.
Can you tell me the name of the institutions they support?
University of Illinois, Boston Psychiatric, Rutgers, University of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Do you want a phone number or address?
Yeah.
All right. Area code 607.
Mm-hmm. 9-4... Oh, 4.
Human Ecology, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. How may I help you?
My name is Verdry Wilburn. I'm a ward nurse at... I'd like to get some information about the S-I-H-E.
Sure. What would you like to know?
What kind of organization is it? Is it a private firm or a government agency?
We're a nonprofit research foundation.
Can you tell me about your research?
What is it you want to know, Mrs.?
Just general terms.
Tell you what, I'll read what's printed in our informational packet.
Thanks.
Founded in 1955 and housed within the Department of Psychiatric Medicine at Cornell University, the Society for the Investigation of Human Ecology is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the advancement of psychiatric study through financial and logistical support.
I see. I think I see. So you do research there?
No, ma'am. We don't actually conduct the research ourselves. Like I said, we support other people's research. How's that? Is that information?
That's fine. Thank you. The brochure you're reading from, would you be able to send me one of those?
Well, there's not much in it beyond what you already know. You said you're with...
I was interested in knowing if there was a specific focus of the SIHE's research.
SIHE doesn't actually conduct...
I know. Sorry. I mean,
a specific area of research that the SIHE was interested in supporting, to see if my program might qualify for support.
I'd be happy to transfer you to someone within the group if you'd like to drop a proposal or... Okay. But we don't have a set agenda or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Wilburn.
Yes?
Why don't you ask the question that you obviously want to ask?
That's just it. I don't know the question I should ask.
Then that makes it really impossible for me to provide an answer, doesn't it? Have a nice day.
Hello. Who is this? Don't you worry who this is. Tell me where you are. Tell me where she is.
No.
So I can come get her.
That's quite impossible.
Nothing's impossible. You above all people should know that, Dr. Hayes. Dr. Walter Hayes.
My God.
Shall I play it again?
He cracked her. The son of a bitch cracked her.
We still don't know how much he knows, but Morgan knows he knows, and that's all that really matters at this point.
You heard the voice, Jesus. He even said his name. Who is this guy, this Hayes? Why haven't I heard of him?
No, Hayes is nobody. What are we going to do about Morgan? He's the one we need to be worried about. You can control him, right?
There's no controlling Morgan. You know that, Thomas.
We've got to do something. If he goes after Hayes, tries to get Karen, it could be a disaster. What?
Aren't you curious?
About what?
To see what would happen if Morgan got off the leash. Haven't you wondered?
No. No, no. We have to contain it.
I'm not so sure. You already liberated Dr. Hayes from the burden of ethics. And look how that turned out. He finally opened his wings, magnificent. I wonder what Morgan might be capable of if we loosened his restraints.
You know, Morgan has no restraints.
Control Group is a production of How Stuff Works. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gall.